I find it fascinating discovering Ma and Pa small-town businesses across America's heartland. Businesses with a product that somehow goes viral and wind up with a fond following across the country. For example, Sierra Nevada Brewery started out as a small college town microbrewery. And then there's Dorothy Lynch Salad Dressing in Columbus, Nebraska. Back in the 1940s, Dorothy started out making small batches for the local American Legion Lodge. Word got around, and today the dressing is retailed in 35 states. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Door County, Wisconsin, at the Door County Coffee and Tea Company's Cafe. Come along and join Vicki Wilson, founder and CEO. I assumed it would be just another cozy, small-town coffeehouse experience, but it turns out Miss Wilson's business, in addition to serving more than 100 distinctive fresh-roasted coffees in her cafe, also does an incredible business across America via internet sales and private label distribution to businesses such as Bed Bath & Beyond. Vicki Wilson.
And I'm happy to be here with you, Tom, to tell you a little bit about Door County Coffee in particular and the beverage that we know and love.
You know what I find fascinating? I was tipped off about you and that you have a phenomenal business that reaches so far beyond the county, the state. It's across the country. How did she do this in this tiny little village in an isolated peninsula?
Our first model, we knew that we couldn't make a living in the town we were in, Forestville, town of 400. And they were all dairy farmers. And they drank milk, not coffee.
Right.
So it really wasn't an ideal spot to start.
Yeah. Why would you do something that didn't make sense?
Well, our goal was to do wholesale. So we used that location, which was in Door County, and then ended up trying to do wholesale business, food service, restaurants, resorts, gift shops, that all really enjoyed the coffee, and that was our start.
But again, out of nowhere, how do you all of a sudden appear on the scene, even in the wholesale world, and rise above the crowd? That's really fascinating.
Well, working hard, believing in what we do, you know, having the best coffee on the planet, the best materials, the best coffee, the best flavorings, fresh, deliver, and loving our customers. You know, that's really the super key. And giving them the service that they need. Reference, people share success, and the next thing you know, we've got more clients, and it's a win-win.
And listening to you this morning and just doing deductive reasoning, you can have the best equipment, the best raw material, and still suck because of the attitude of your employees, or not. So that seems to me the really huge critical variable.
Well, that's what we believe. We believe our people are everything. The business isn't me. It's not the coffee. It's the people that do it, the people that make it, that have the heart for what we do, the people that serve our customers. Our sales team is extraordinary. I mean, they want to make partners with our business clients because we know if we make them better and more successful, it comes back to us. So.
But the competition out there in America,
coffee world.
Yeah, it must be tough.
Well, it is, but, you know, we kind of keep our eye to the goal, to the prize. And a lot of times, you know, so many businesses scatter their efforts and look at the competition and try to outsmart. We just try to do our best job that we possibly can, and so far it's paid off. You know, we've had wonderful growth, 52 employees, like you said, in the middle of nowhere. But, you know.
And here we are in the middle of the winter, and you're rocking and rolling. Tell us about where we're at right now.
Well, you're in the cafe. The cafe is about maybe 3,500 square feet, half of it restaurant, half retail, gourmet foods. Obviously, we sell every coffee that we make, which is about 100 of them. But we have a nice little cafe serving breakfast and lunch and the best coffee on the planet.
From just an economic standpoint, relative to the viability of a local, isolated, insulated community, like, what did you say, 52 employees? That's incredible. So if you decided to close, that would have a huge economic impact. And conversely, going the other way of economic growth here.
You bet. And, you know, part of the thing that keeps me up at night is, how do I make sure this machine keeps rolling?
You're like a mom of a whole bunch of kids.
I am. But we have such a great staff. And really, our sales team is now the tip of the spear. They're the ones that are out selling to Bed Bath & Beyond, Shopko, Kohl's.
For those listening that aren't here and aren't local, how would they find your coffee? Is it the same label, the same logo everywhere?
We do some private label, but obviously our preference is under Door County Coffee and Tea. It is sold in a lot of places, but really if you're looking for the best coffee, go online, doorcountycoffee.com. We have every coffee, every size, every type, and like we said before, our service is impeccable. So we give gifts. We do a first pot on us. So every order, every internet order that goes to a home, they get a full pot, a first pot on us every time. It's kind of fun.
That would create some loyalty.
Yeah, and they love it, and they're trying something that they never try. Look at our reviews online, and you read some of these things. People have an absolute love affair with our coffee.
Okay, we're about out of time. Everybody's leaving us. If somebody was traveling through Door County on the peninsula, where are you located? How would they find you?
We're about 8 miles north of Sturgeon Bay in a little town called Carlsville. And obviously, if you just GPS and do Google Maps, you'll find us. But we're open every day of the week, except every day of the year, actually, except Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter. And we're open 7:30 to 5, and our drive-thru opens at 6:30. So come and see us.
Website.
Website, doorcountycoffee.com.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.